Seven of the 10 most valuable companies are platform companies. How are companies being transformed into platforms?
This is an interesting question, and it's one with global impact. What we have is the development with the cloud about 20 years ago of multiple membranes, subsidiary membranes of the cloud, and we have at future-creators.com detailed video tutorials on how each of these membranes work and how they interact. The key is that when the membranes intersect, as they do when you pick up a smartphone, for example, you have the device from the app enablement membrane of the cloud, you have the app from the app membrane of the cloud, and in with the wireless connection, you have the third membrane, which connects the other two, which is the app delivery membrane, and that can be anything from Bluetooth to fiber. When these three intersect, you have monetization opportunities. And sure enough, you pick up your smartphone and you push an app and you can see right there in front of you the monetization of the cloud experience. You buy something, you sell something, you pay for the app, you look up all kinds of stuff from weather to entertainment, even medical procedures. And all of these things sit on a platform. Now, in the case of Apple, for example, we talk about the iCloud, Microsoft talks about Azure. These platforms exist in such a way that they monetize almost space, if you want to think of it that way. You know, it's not quite like walking into a store, putting down some money and walking out with a banana. This is working through cyberspace. And the seven, as you said, of the 10 most valuable companies in the world are platforms like this. Amazon, as an example, and of course, as I mentioned now several times, Apple. These companies are demonstrating the business model of not just the future, but of today. And as cyberspace inflates, and it inflates really fast, we right now have, I think, 37 billion connected devices in the world. 37 billion. We have 205, 207 billion app downloads per year. And at the current rate on the Moore curve, we're getting 3,000 MIPS per dollar. You know, and all these things will go up in order of magnitude in the next few years. And in that space is the information surface that can monetize the interaction of the membranes. Well, this is so powerful in such a vast and enormous scope with ever more things being sucked into it that every business on the planet must turn itself into a platform of some kind. One of my favorite examples is shale oil. And looking at the management of shale wells, because, you know, the shale people are extraordinarily vulnerable to even small changes in the price of oil. If oil is expensive, they do fine, no problem. They just pump oil and that's it. But the price of oil has collapsed. And that means that the shale people have to be very, very careful how much oil they bring up, when they bring it up, where they bring it up. Their costs are constantly in the balance. Well, if you have a cloud platform, you can monitor any number of these wells in real time. You can also buy and sell the product from them in real time. So something as far removed from infotech as shale oil, yeah, it can be and must become a platform. So this business of platform transformation is core to future creation. What we do is we show companies how to monetize the cloud membrane interaction, turn themselves into platforms, and scale in the zettabyte space where we now find ourselves. But it's not just a problem of companies. There are whole nation states that have simply been left out of this. And the question is, what do they do now?
Speaking of people being left out of the platform space, what if there's a business model, and you mentioned shale oil, but what if you really can't transform into that platform space? Is that a poor excuse, or are there really businesses out there that might not be able to make this transformation?
I think you'll find that there are businesses that really can't make it. There, no question. You will see, as we always do, antique business models that somehow survive and survive for a very long time. But will they be the growth engines of the future? Probably not. It is hard to see cyberspace inflating as far and as fast as it is without some kind of plan.